Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Center in College Park, Maryland. Welcome to our shoot-around as this Wisconsin Badgers two-city road trip comes to an end here tonight, taking on the Maryland Terrapins. Badgers coming off that close loss at Northwestern on Monday night. The makeup of the regularly scheduled game, which was going to be on Saturday at 11. They played it late Monday afternoon into the early evening. And from there, the Badgers took a flight into Baltimore and got on the practice floor here last night in College Park and ready to take on the Terrapins, trying to sweep this regular season series. Last month, the Badgers were a 5-point winner at home. Terps got off to an 8-0 start, but since then are 4-7, but they are very good on the home floor. Just one loss so far this season. Tip time 6:01 Central. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch ad gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save, built in Madison. Download Fetch today. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I am not a criminal.
I work for youth advocate programs, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing then probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I know in NBA circles this is common. It's not so common in college basketball to have two games and three nights in two different cities. Of course, they had to make up the game with Northwestern. They got that done on Monday. I'll say this about Northwestern. They're as a defensive team, they're much improved. Yeah, Wisconsin had a lot of good looks, clean looks, but they talked before the game about how they would defend the post, and they were as advertised. They made it as tough on Stephen Crowell, and sometimes that can work against you defensively if the other team gets hot for the perimeter, but that wasn't the case on Monday.
It's interesting because against Penn State, Micah Shrewsbury said that's the last thing you want to do against Wisconsin is double hard, because if the three-point shooters get going, that makes your overall defensive job more difficult. Now, Greg countered in the second half, moved Crowell around. Northwestern wasn't able to double him hard in the second half where he was on the court. And they got off to a really good start offensively in the second half. It's down the stretch where they missed some threes and also had a couple possessions where they should have gone in to attack the lane, as Greg mentioned, after the game, and they settled for threes. And that combination, plus you 9 of 16 from the free throw line, you're going to lose a close game.
Yeah, I asked Greg about that last night in his radio show, and he's a firm believer, as I would think most people in the sport are. This becomes from the neck up. Because you have guys who have, Tyler Wall has steadily improved in his career. Stephen Crowell was good. Not an overly big sample size last year, but he was good. It's not like they have guys who are on right now is a little contagious.
Yeah, now Crowell coming in overall was 70%. I think it was 63 last year. So he's down, or actually he's about where he was last year. Tyler Wall, I'm sorry. Crowell is the one who has taken the big dip from 80% to down where he is 59 plus. I mean, he's not shooting threes well either. So he's not, unless it's around the basket, he's not shooting three well, he's not shooting free throws well. He's got to get going in one of those two areas to help this team. And it would help if Wall would be more effective. And they've got to get some other guys to the line who are more effective free throw shooters to help balance those numbers out.
What are your thoughts on the Terps? They had the great start, 8-0. They're really good here. UCLA beat them soundly here in College Park, but otherwise they haven't lost here. You get the sense that maybe with some of these, the newer faces, they're starting to gel, or is that still a work in progress?
I think they're just a better team at home. Obviously, on the road, most teams are. But I watched them against Purdue the other night. Now, they were down double digits early. They battled back and made it a one-possession game late, so they played well. Purdue did some things down the stretch, especially against pressure. They didn't handle it really well. That allowed Maryland to creep back in. I think Maryland's a solid team. I think, if I remember correctly, Hart and Scott did not shoot well. Both of them struggled to shoot in the first game against Wisconsin. I don't expect that. I would expect at least one of them to shoot better tonight. And then Wisconsin just got a counter by being more efficient offensively. They had a huge edge in free throw attempts in that first game. Mm-hmm. And that helped them, win that game by 5 points.
Yeah, they did outscore them badly at the foul line. Yeah. But still, Wisconsin was 17 for 27.
Yes.
They left more. They made it, as Greg said, made it a little tougher on themselves late than they needed to. The next opponent's Illinois. Last night, the Illini beat Ohio State. You could probably say this about most teams in the Big Ten. Kind of hard to figure out. Those two teams are pretty hard to figure out, aren't they?
Ohio State, I think most people thought would be better. And they go to Indiana on, I think, Saturday. So just on paper, you're looking at that as another potential loss for Ohio State, which would mean that when Wisconsin goes there next week, Ohio State's going to be a desperate team with its back against the wall. Not that we've heard that narrative this year. And Illinois, that's a team I picked to win the league at the beginning of the year. I just thought they'd have a really nice, versatile, diverse team, and I think they still can.
Yeah, no, they've got a ton of talent. There's no doubt about it. So, well, glad you made it here.
And, No, you're not. You can just admit it.
Well, you did. Yesterday it was sunny here, and you must have arrived today because it's pretty much rained all day. So
no, I arrived yesterday and slept.
Okay, gotcha. So I can't blame. Well, we'll blame you anyway. I was exchanging emails with Todd Rosiak today. So
my condolences.
Yeah, no, there will be more jabs coming your way. I'm sure. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Matt.
Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badgers Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. We'll check in with Badgers sophomore Marcus Ilver in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Bank. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our should never do on the road, drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over, together we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Big money on your next kitchen update now at Menards. Custom craft countertops are low maintenance, easy to install, and have a classy design. Browse our wide variety of mix and match styles and finishes for a look that's sure to wow on a budget. Menards offers a great selection of solid surfaces, laminates, and quartz countertops.
in. I wanted to work hard, and I need to get those minutes, and I want to get those minutes, and I got to prove myself on the floor to get those minutes. So this year is totally different.
How much did being a part of the European Championships over the summer, how much help, how much confidence? I know you got a little banged up, right? Mm-hmm. In it, but when you're on the floor, you put up some pretty good numbers. Was that a big confidence boost for you coming into this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, representing your country is always a big thing, and it's a pride, you know, to represent your country. And after not playing last year much and just playing those little, coming in the 39 minute and playing those minutes, it was a good experience and definitely a confidence boost, and getting more comfortable on the floor after not playing too long.
Mentioned at the top, for those who don't know or need to be reminded where you're from Estonia, which means your family doesn't get to see you a whole lot, but they did in the Bahamas, and you got in those games. How cool was that to know your folks were there watching you play college basketball here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Estonia is far away, like on the other side of the world.
Game show coming up with the Badger Notebook. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work alongside Civic Media's amazing sales team to create a custom radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow only. Some rules apply. Details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge-watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
We continue with the Fetch Rewards pregame show. Time now for our Badger Notebook as we visit with Patrick Herb here tonight. As he's telling Patricus, Patrick, two city trips, two games, three nights, not a big deal in the NBA. That's their job. They play 82 games. It's unusual in college basketball, though. It's semester, by the way, started yesterday at the University of Wisconsin. So kind of walk us through what life has been like for the Badgers from when the horn sounded Monday night in Evanston to where we are now.
Well, I know you talked extensively with Mark Van de Wettering prior to Monday's game about the logistics of it in rescheduling that Northwestern game, and it was really important for Wisconsin to get that game as early as possible on Monday, knowing that they would have a flight where they're losing an hour that night into Maryland and then a quick turnaround for a game. So there was hope to get that game even in the afternoon. Didn't happen, but 5:30 p.m. start on Monday was better than 8 p.m., but even still, it was about 1:30 before the team got to its hotel Monday night. So what they have spent the last 48 hours here in Maryland doing, other than eating crab cakes, which they had last night at dinner, is they let them sleep in and had a little bit of a leisurely day on Tuesday. Then at 3:30 in the afternoon, after they had lunch, they went through their film review of the Northwestern game, watched a lot of clips. That's how the coaches teach, is to show them what they did and what they did well, what they did wrong. And there was, as most games, there's quite a few things to point out. So they did that, and then they also piggybacked the full Maryland scout on the heels of that. And this being the second time they've played Maryland, the scout, it could be a little bit shorter than the first time that they see him each season. But so they did that at the hotel. They did a full kind of film review and scouting report. Then went and had practice here at the arena, the Xfinity Center, last night. And there was some debate going into it, how much they would practice and how hard Coach Gard would run them. And he's been very vigilant as a head coach on monitoring his guys, their energy, their legs, and backing off as the season gets on. And I overheard him say, he may have talked to you about this, but I overheard him, he had a conversation with Tyler Wall, who's one of the leaders on this team and who's still, recovering from an injury. And he asked Tyler how he was feeling and what he thought of practice. And Tess said, we need it. We need to practice. We need it. There's some things we need to work on and some things we need to go through. So they ran a practice. Now, it wasn't a three-hour grinder by any means, but it was more than a walkthrough. And he's done walkthroughs day before games this season before. So they did that, let him sleep in again today, had a shoot around at the arena, and then today was essentially like a normal road trip. But this is a novelty to do a two-game road trip, but interestingly, it's going to happen twice in one season. Yeah. They're going to do this again later, where they're going to go straight from Penn State to Nebraska, the difference there being that there are 2 days between games instead of one. So they'll play at Penn State February 8th, stay in State College that night after the game, right, then fly to Nebraska the next day and play 2 days later.
And to your point, too, when he was talking with Tyler Wall, he's done this multiple times here in recent years. You talk to the captains about, about practices. Do you back off? How? And he really trusts these guys. In this case, you cited Tyler, but if it was Brad Davison last year, Johnny Davis certainly last year. But there is it's something I think that fans should know, that the head coach, ultimately will have the final say, but he listens to his players.
He does. He's really in tune with them, and he's got a coaching staff too that is also really in tune with these guys. These players are very honest, and that's part of the value of having a team you can trust.
Yes.
Right? Recruiting a roster of guys you can trust, that they're going to tell you, hey, we need to practice, coach, or that buys Tyler some equity with, if 3 weeks from now he says, coach, we need a day off,
yep,
or we need a walkthrough. Coach will say, okay, well, he told me they needed it. Now he's telling me they're not. I'm going to trust him. So this is a novelty. This now, it used to be a regular thing, these two-game swings that had travel. At Michigan and Michigan State, and then swap 2 days later. The Pac-12 does that still currently, where UCLA and USC, two LA schools, they'll fly to Washington at the same time, play those two schools, and vice versa. The Washington schools will come and play the LA schools. And just for argument's sake, I looked up how those teams have done this year and the second game of those road trips, and overall the road record for Pac-12 teams is a 42% win percentage, and it drops to 30% in that second game. Mm. Small sample size because it's just this year and we're only midway through, but what it tells you is the second game's tough.
Yeah, it is.
And that's one of the reasons Wisconsin really wanted to get that Northwestern one win, but this is a winnable game today, and they're going into it thinking that it is.
But we're nearing the midway point of the conference season. This will be game number 19 for the Badgers this year. Patrick, in a couple of minutes we have here, give us an idea of the resume, because as I think this is the time of year, or we are approaching the time of year, when even the more casual fans start to like, all right, bracketologists go crazy and all that. What's the resume looking like right now?
I think the first bracketology came out like April 6th, to be clear. So
you're right.
But yes, but they didn't mean much then. They still don't mean a whole lot right now. And I'll illuminate that a little bit, but it is a point where you can start looking at what has Wisconsin accomplished compared to other schools, and what do some of the metrics mean. So there's the net ranking is something that was instituted a couple of years ago, and it's used as a sorting tool to measure resumes, less so as a tool to determine your ranking. So Wisconsin is very pretty far down in those net rankings. They're in the 60s, and that looks really damaging if you just view it as they're the 64th best team. It's not meant for that. It's meant to evaluate when you play another team, how quality is that win or is that loss. So today's game, for example, they're playing Maryland, who's number 42 in the net rankings. So this is a quad one opportunity for Wisconsin. That's the way it's measured. And so there's a whole bunch of metrics you can look at, KenPom, Bart Torvik, AP rankings, all sorts of things, but really there's a few things that stand out in Wisconsin's resume that it has in their favor right now. So the committee will take into account how they did with and without their leading scorer. So they're 12-3, 4-1 in the Big Ten when they're at full strength. They lost three games without Tyler Wahl. We know that. Wisconsin has played the fifth hardest schedule in the country, according to the Sagarin ratings. So that means their strength of record is pretty high, that they've been able to win 12 games despite playing a really difficult schedule. To that point, they've had six wins in the top two quadrants. They're 6-6 in quad one, quad two. That stacks up really well to the Big Ten. Purdue's the only team that has more quad one slash two wins. Wisconsin has zero losses outside the top two quads. That's really valuable. The Wake Forest one was for a while. They've been winning games. That's moved up to a quad two loss for them. They've also shown the ability to win away from home. Five wins in either neutral or road environments stacks up really well. Again, Purdue is the only Big Ten team with more wins away from home. They've got 10. But again, so you look at all these metrics, and those are different things that you can point to and say, yeah, Wisconsin's resume, while it seems a little rocky in the moment when you've lost 4 out of 5, if you take it for a full body of work, they're still in really solid footing. And there's so much time to go, and there's so many opportunities. I just looked through it. If as the net rankings lie right now, Wisconsin still has 6 quad one games remaining on its calendar, 4 quad two, and 2 quad three. So plenty of more opportunities to get big wins like tonight.
Which is why when I asked Greg Gard about this early in the season, like, Greg, when you start paying attention to the net, because you always have the access to it, as our tuba section has just walked by, deep into February, really, where you really start to lock in that third week or so. But it's fun for the rest of us to look at it now.
Yeah, we can all be pocket bracketologists.
Absolutely. Appreciate it as always. It's Patrick Hurd. That is tonight's Badger Notebook with the tubas entertaining us as well. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
From Xfinity Center in College Park, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins. If you're just checking us out tonight, the Badgers again without Max Klesman. He has not been on this trip, which began Monday in Evanston. The Badgers went directly from Chicago here into Maryland. So hopefully Max will be back soon, but he is not available here tonight. Jordan Davis will be back in the starting five, coming off a career high 15 points on Monday against Northwestern. We're a half an hour away from the opening tip. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins will check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows level off around 24. Tonight, under overcast skies, with snow showers likely. Northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for snow showers, tomorrow, highs around 26. Cloudy skies, lows around 13. Tomorrow night, snow showers likely at times. 1 to 2 inches of snow, tonight through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. You mentioned it after the game Monday, quick turn. I mean, really quick turn, turn of the page. Rest, recovery, get back to it. At least you played this team, right? Not that long ago, so the little refresher and whatever tweaks they've done between then and now.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about a quick turnaround, you know, with the late flight on Monday. And, you know, I think, you know, you get to this time of the year. You know, games are going to be stacked, whether they're 2 days apart or, in this case, one, that you've got to, you know, you're not changing too much who you are. You are who you are at this point in time. And obviously for us, having a little planning back in early December, having some recognition of who they are and how they're trying to play helps as you're getting into this one-day prep. But again, it'll be a lot about us, and we have to take away some key things with them and play good basketball.
A lot of teams are dealing with injuries, and you guys have had your share and then some already. You know, without a guy like Max, give fans an idea of what's missing. They can look at a stat sheet, but Max, his value goes well beyond what numbers might show there, right?
Yeah, and I think you, regardless of who has an injury or who may be out, you're going to miss something. And like I said, it's beyond the stat sheet, just in another body, the team chemistry, the reps that, you know, X number of guys have had together. Obviously, he's had some experience prior to getting here and has gained a lot this year. So, you know, and I don't, when these things happen, you don't try to get into, you know, pinning in an exact missing thing on one player. It really has a domino effect because it impacts minutes for other guys. It impacts roles. And again, the experience factor is something that you really can't summarize in a stat.
And a quick recap of Monday. We talked a little bit on your radio show that aired last night. The looks, by and large, you take all day, all night, right? Against
Yeah, we had plenty of good looks, more than we've had in a while, you know, and we've made tougher shots. So, you know, that's one piece of it. You know, we got to shoot the free throw line better. Got to keep them off the line more. Even though we only had 7 turnovers, there's 7 possessions in that tight of a game that you'd love to have back. So there's a couple defense mistakes, you know, late in the game where we let the ball get to the rim, either on a cut or just got out of position. So not one thing. The shooting stat jumps out and you see the missed shots at the end. But there were a lot of things that contributed to put us in that position.
All right, we'll take a break. More with Coach Gard as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank. I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders,
plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. Well, it's no secret what home court can mean in college basketball. We've talked about it with the Badgers over the 25 years of the Kohl Center. This team, I know they've had their ups and downs since their 8-0 start, but in this building, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they are. I think it's only UCLA is the only team to be able to come in here and win. So I would say that, it, like most teams, you see a different level of energy, maybe whether they get that from the crowd or whether they get that from being in comfortable environments. You know, so it's a team that when they're clicking, when they're turning from their defense, they are a handful. And as we've said before, that, you know, Maryland's never lacked for talent regardless of the year. So it's a matter of when it's clicking and on the same page. And like I said, they've been on the same page a lot more than not here
and,
at home.
And you mentioned defensively, they like to do some different things there too, don't
they? Yeah, they do. They'll press and play, give you a little zone look and kind of match, you know, 2-3 passes into the possession. So try to create confusion. You know, their last game at Purdue, they turned Purdue over a lot, uncharacteristically high for Purdue. And some of that was in the press, some of it was in the zone and the decisions that were made or not made. So, you know, they've done a good job of taking what they have and trying to get the most out of it.
And in a general sense, are they pretty good at running opponents off the line, off a 3-point line?
Yeah, they, you know, they get extended. You know, they'll extend and come after you a little bit, which, you know, there's a counter to that too. Sometimes it exposes the middle a little bit more, and I think every game plan is a little bit different. On, I'm sure for every team, ours is when, you know, when can you squeeze the floor, when you cannot. You know, if you got more prolific 3-point shooters, is there dominant post presence? So, you know, I think their pressure back to some zone has allowed them to kind of mix and match and kind of equalize or neutralize other team strengths.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show is coming up. We'll check around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Pre-game coverage continues in College Park, Maryland. Let's check out the Big Ten report now, presented by Exact Sciences. Rutgers looked really good in putting it to Penn State last night. And then Mike the Badger's next opponent, Illinois, holding serve in Champaign, defeating Ohio State 69-60. They couldn't make a three to save their souls. Didn't matter. They did enough other things. And I thought of Patricus about this. Both those teams, and you could say this about any number in the Big Ten, I guess, but Illinois and Ohio State, kind of hard to figure out because there's a lot of talent with both programs.
Very true. More so the mystery is Ohio State, I believe. Illinois won 5 of its last 6, really played great defense against the Buckeyes. Out-rebounded Ohio State 49-30, 14 offensive rebounds, 13 second chance points, 16-1 in fast break points. Yep. Against the Buckeyes. Four different players were in double figures for Illinois, led by Terrence Shannon. Jaden Epps, who's now starting, he was coming off the bench when the Badgers last saw him, at 14, Meyer 12, and Coleman Hawkins, 11 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 block shots. And I went and did my homework because Hawkins burned the Badgers for 6 triples since that outing. He's hit five triples, five of 21.
Of course. But you mentioned his line last night. He's doing a little bit of everything. You know, it's, you know, flirting with a triple-double there, or at least a double-double with the nine rebounds. And then he had the six assists in this game. Epps hurt Wisconsin in that first game.
Good play,
by the way, down in Champaign. So, and that's how Illinois, you mentioned that, you know, the fast break points. It's a big part of what they do. You know, they've been scuffling. They've changed things around what they're doing in the half court. But if they get out and run, that's trouble for whoever Illinois is playing.
And I mentioned to you last night while we were watching that game against Ohio State that one of the sleeper players now off the bench is Ty Rogers. He had eight rebounds against Ohio State.
Yeah, he did. He played well. Eight rebounds in 15 minutes of playing time. That's our Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. Stay with us. Coming up next, we'll have our Nissan keys to tonight's game. The Badgers and the Terps back in a couple. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. The career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Did you know that your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and over 650 certified service centers, serving customers in five states and hundreds of cities, from Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette? Yes, when it comes to quality service, name-brand products, product availability, and nice low prices, we've got you covered. That's at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Hey, Siri, what's a Staus?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A Staus is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine your very own Staus, design your custom layout, and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running of your business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Quickly, as we move forward, time for our Nissan keys to the game. Mike, one thing that's been interesting to watch here, Maryland does not shoot the three well at all this season, but it sounds like they've gone more into attack mode here. We'll see if the Badgers can stick to their rules and keep these guys off the foul line.
Really good point, too. In their last home game against Michigan, they outscored the Wolverines 42-22 in the paint, but 14-2 in transition baskets. When Wisconsin beat Maryland earlier this season, they won the paint 24-18. They also won transition 10-9, so circle those two areas.
Yeah, there you go. Those are your Nissan keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before?
A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little. A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Time to check out the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you, as we mentioned a while ago. Max Klesman again unavailable. He's not been on the trip as he recovers from the injury suffered last Tuesday in the home win against Penn State. Everybody else up and running here. Knee issue has him out for the remainder of the season, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. For the Maryland Terrapins, Kevin Willard in his first year after a dozen seasons at Seton Hall. The starting five for the Terrapins will be as follows. Up front, Julian Reese, 6'9", sophomore out of Baltimore, better than 10 points and better than 6.5 rebounds per game. Dante Scott, 6'8", senior from Philadelphia, 12 points, 6 boards a game. And their three-guard set, Hakeem Hart, 6'8", graduate student from Philadelphia, 11.5 points, about 5 rebounds. Don Carey, 6'5", grad student from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Transfer most recently from Georgetown, where he averaged better than 13 a game for the Hoyas. He is averaging 7 a game for the Terrapins. And Jameer Young, the transfer from Charlotte, but he comes back close to home. He's from Upper Marlboro, 6'1", grad student, 15.5 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. For the Wisconsin Badgers, same five as they had on Monday night in the absence of Max Klesman. Jordan Davis back in the starting five, 6'4 junior out of La Crosse, 6.5 points, 4 rebounds a game, coming off that career high, 15 points on Monday night against Northwestern. Tyler Wall, 6'9 senior out of Lakeville, Minnesota, at nearly 13 points, 6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 12.7 points, 7 rebounds, and close to 3 assists per game. Connor Resegian in the lineup again, 6'4 freshman out of Fort Wayne, 10.5 points, 3.3 rebounds, and Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, 12.7 points, 3.2 rebounds, and about 3.5 assists per game. And those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champ. Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line, and a layup, and traffic got it. Left side, picked up ball, it's over! Let's have a party, Badger Nation!
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From Xfinity Center in College Park, Maryland, alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Daniel Anderson at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome Daniel Anderson at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as this two-city trip comes to an end for the Badgers tonight. Trying to gain a split after suffering a three-point loss Monday in Evanston, 66-63 to Northwestern. The Badgers had the late arrival, or early Tuesday morning arrival, into Maryland, and a good practice here in College Park last night, and looking for a season sweep of the Terrapins. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Well, look for the Badgers to bounce back here tonight, and they've had a lot of success doing that, particularly in recent years under head coach Greg Gard. And as we said, Mike, as Greg mentioned to us, have to do it real fast after Monday night.
No question. The thing about it is, if you didn't have a rooting interest in that game between Wisconsin and Northwestern, pretty enjoyable. 17 lead changes, 16 in the second half. The game was tied 11 times. Now, if you're a Badger fan, you look back on it, you think about all the squandered opportunities from what looked like open shots, or very good shots, high percentage shots that the Badgers didn't make. Moreover, their inability to make free throws has been a growing problem with this team.
Yeah, they are dead last in the Big Ten in free throw percentage in conference games at 58%. And, you know, the three-point shooting has really slipped, too. They're all on the road. They're only about 30% from three. They're 32% of Big Ten play. So what Northwestern did, first of all, it's what Northwestern does. It doubles the post. And while Wisconsin had 10 three-point makes in that game, it took more than 30. So, I mean, percentages, like, it's okay. But as you said, there were some wide-open looks from guys who you know can knock them down. But that's the nature of the sport.
Well, you just told someone like a Stephen Crowell will have some early success, whether it's inside for sure, even from the three-point line. In nine road neutral games, he's 3 of 31 from the arc. My goodness, and you look at the home average, it's 48%.
Yeah.
What a disparity.
He's been, as we've mentioned this many times with Stephen, there's a lot on the plate for him, and he's a terrific distributor. He can get things done inside, and you just, and there's nothing wrong with the shooting stroke. Just hopefully get a little confidence going and get things straightened out. And they'll face a Maryland team tonight that will press you at times. They'll play a 2-3. They'll go to man sometimes in the same possession. So a little different look you anticipate seeing here this evening.
And we'll discover how much this team misses Max Klezmann. Klezmann played almost 35 minutes in that win over the Terps in Madison. 7 points, 3 rebounds. That doesn't begin to tell you the impact that it can have on the game, especially in guarding one of the top guards for the opposition.